green paint on the soybean board, but grains lower. This is Who's Your Ag Today. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Thursday Farm Market Review. I'll have closing numbers momentarily. We get some comments first from analyst Carl Setzer of Consus Ag Consulting, who I spoke with right at the end of the session. It was a higher overnight session and a higher open as well on Thursday, and we've got plenty to talk about. Export sales, the April crop report as well. Carl, let's start there. Did that have much impact on markets? Corn specifically turning lower after the middle of the session, after that release?
No, the release, actually, corn balance sheet's not a single change, not one. The stocks to U.S. held 12.9% with the U.S. carryout, 2.127 billion bushels. Like I said, totally expected. However, the USDA still raised the average cash value on corn by a nickel, putting it at $4.15. The surprise in corn came from the global side. We had global corn stocks coming in a touch higher than what trade was expecting, and that put a little bit of weight on the market there. One comment that the USDA made that really stuck out at me in the report, and they always do have their comments that they add, was corn demand. Corn disappearance in the first half of the marketing year, as we do have 6 months behind us now, 9.6 billion bushels. That's up 1 billion from last year. That is all the USDA stated, but it does show that maybe their focus is starting to shift away from that large crop we produced and a little bit more on the demand side. Wheat stocks is what really weighed on corn, and after the report came out today, Andy, and not from the U.S. side. U.S. Wheat carryout, however, did come out 8 million bushels higher than the March estimate, while trade was expecting a 7 million bushel decline. The big shot came from the global side, where we saw a 6.5 million metric ton increase to the world wheat stocks, that coming from a larger crop in Australia, as well as Russia bumping up their projected forecast. On the soybeans, very few changes there. USDA did make a couple swaps in the domestic soybean numbers coming in, cutting our export forecast by 35 million bushels, but making an equal increase to soybean crush, still held the soybean carryout at 350 million bushels.
Carl Setzer of Consus Ag Consulting. Carl's number is 989-506-1587.
I'm Hoosier Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria September 5th through the 14th. We'll visit Banff National Park and then take a train ride through phenomenal mountain views with decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and then on Vancouver Island, we visit the stunning Butcher Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword ag today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
On the Hat Thursday Market Review, 3.25 lower. May corn, it ends at 444. July goes to 455, down 3 cents. 1165.25 for May beans, up 3.25. July up 3 cents, 1181. And down a nickel and 3/4 for May wheat, 574.5. June live cattle, 247.20. That was up $1.27. June lean hogs, 104.12, down 52. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Thursday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.